Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's the Benny Randall Show. Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And welcome to another extraordinary show here with another extraordinary guest. But first, always remember that you can download our brand new improved app free for the iPhone and Android. In the App Store, we have a lot of goodies on that app for you to enjoy, and now you can binge listen to all your favorite podcast hosts all day long, uninterrupted. All right, I appreciate you allowing me into your hearts and your homes once again. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And that's what's absolutely important, all right? You're listening to the Benny Randall Show exclusively on Bashani Radio app, or you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Like always, this show right here was powered by Bashani Magazine. And on today's episode, we have another extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name is ZL Scott. She's the SEO queen at Creative Yet Technical Marketing and Search Engine Optimization Coach, who achieves authentic success through building credible, visible, and profitable brands. She is the chief digital strategist for the SEO service company TSQ Marketing Incorporated. With an MIT degree in the science of information technology management, Z is sought after digital marketing partner who procures tangible results for clients' companies. Wins on key performance indicators, KPIs, are transparently tracked, monitored, and evaluated. Return on your investment is always considered when any digital marketing strategy is crafted. Z not only has her finger on the pulse of today's ever-shifting tech scene, but also offers a credible track record. She has 20 plus years experience in business development and entrepreneur experience. Let me tell you, I can go on and on and on, but all that would do is take away from the time that you have to experience her. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you, new to some, but not new to others, the extraordinary, the one, the only, ZL Scott, the SEO queen. Good afternoon, Z. How are you doing today?
I'm doing phenomenal. I'm blessed, highly favored. I cannot complain. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we love to do. We love to bring extraordinary entrepreneurs, especially when we're powered by Bashani Magazine. So you are listening to one of those premier audio issues of our magazine, also our podcast, all entwined in one for your listening pleasure right here on Bashani Radio app. The SEO Queen, you're doing some really big things now, and you're helping people get seen. You're helping people get known, and you are helping people get big and better. Tell us a little bit about what got you all started and how did you become the SEO Queen?
Well, I got started in SEO before I was even born. My paternal grandmother told my father when he was a teenager, told him to get into computers. So that one conversation at the kitchen table in the city of Long Beach set off a chain of events that, you know, where I you know, was at my father's graduation where he got his bachelor's of science degree in computer science. He taught me everything I know about computers, taught me how to program in BASIC. I grew up in a house with the Atari computers, the Commodore computers. I was the first kid in my class to turn in homework typed with a dot matrix printer. I don't know how many are familiar with the dot matrix printer, but you could see the dots in each little letter. So I've been around computers for a long time. And when I was preparing to go to college, I had my eyes set on Harvard. But my dad, when he heard that I got a card from MIT, he said, reply to them. And I applied. I got in. I went to pre-frosh weekend, loved it. And, you know, voila, you know, worked for a few companies, decided to, you know, take my professional destiny into my own hands and empower other businesses to get more clients and revenue at the same time. And the SEO Queen was born as a result.
Now, what was actually that turning point? What made you say, okay, I just graduated from MIT. I've worked with a couple of companies. What was the turning point that made you say, I think it's a better journey and road for me to do this for myself versus making other people millions and billions of dollars, you know, while they gave you a paycheck?
Well, you know, the turning point for me was a reality check. This headhunter had contacted me about applying for a sales position with this other company. And as I was preparing my application and I started to tally up all the money I had generated and the successful campaigns I had ran for this company, and I had went to the boss on three occasions, the owner of the company on three occasions, after I contributed over $500,000 to his bottom line, and he refused to pay me a livable wage. And it was at that point that I realized that, you know, I cannot be the one receiving the checks. I need to be the one writing the checks.
Could he not recognize the value that you were bringing to his company with all the money that was being made while you were present and there? Or, I mean, what I'm not understanding that, because evidently you
I'm
quite
not understanding
you
it either.
Because you were quite either. A value to them. How could they not see the beauty in what you brought to the table?
You know what? I was even asking for like $100,000 of that. I would have been happy with just like $50,000, $60,000 of that. But he told me that, you know, he has this whole team that he needs to pay. There's other people that need to be involved. And, you know, as a boss myself, as I'm optimizing my team and everything else like that, you know, he could have paid me more if he wanted to. But
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. That sounded like an excuse.
It was an excuse. He just didn't want to pay me. And, you know, part of the challenge that I've had over my professional career is, you know, I ran into a lot of haters and users.
Okay.
And it really taught me that, you know, you really have to be proactive, because nobody's going to look out for you like you do.
So absolutely. No, and nobody is going to put you first before you put yourself first. So you right up on that one.
Right. Right. So I really had to learn to love myself and to be okay with wanting more. And, it was definitely a mindset challenge that I had early on at that particular point. And as, you know, as I've grown and as I've had more wins, and, you know, one of my girlfriends, she said, you know, Z, you really need to, you know, do your own event. And, you know, I like working a part of a team. I'm a team oriented, a team and a family oriented person. So I really enjoy the camaraderie of working in a team. But, you know, there comes a time in an entrepreneur's life that you have to step out and follow your heart, follow your passion, and create your own platform. And so that's what the SEO Queen is creating a platform where I can help empower businesses through educational resources, online courses, books, conferences, events, done-for-you services, DIY services. So, you know, the SEO Queen is just diversifying, and it's a way we partner with companies to help them win.
Why do you think a lot of times, and I'm just, you know, before we move forward, I want to backtrack here for a second. Why do you think a lot of times companies who clearly can see your value, you know, are not paying women like you who are experts in what they do the value they deserve? And do you think that has anything to do with you being a woman, or what? Why won't they pay what you feel that you were worth? And the reason why I asked you that question, because I think there's many millions of other women and maybe even men that are not getting paid for their expertise in what they do. Why do you think that is when you bring so much value to a corporate company?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, as a black woman with two MIT degrees, my expectation when going into corporate America was that I would be respected, appreciated, and, you know, cultivated, appreciated. And that was not the case. You know, at one point after I helped another company grow over 300%, I was told to sit in the corner and focus on my work. And a white male with a high school degree who taught himself SEO on blogs became my boss. So, you know, these things happened to me. And I just, you know, unfortunately, I lost patience and hope and someone else seeing my worth. And I was like, you know, let me figure out how to do this on my own. I mean, I've worked at so many agencies, the business model, you know, I had my eyes wide open, and I just, you know, I was like, let me just do this for myself. It's like, I was a professional student. I went to MIT. I know how to ask a question and research if I don't know how to do something, how to find the answer. And so I just basically, you know, as long as I can figure out what the right question to ask is, then I know that I can get to the right answer so that I can move forward in whatever I'm trying to pull, you know, achieve, whether it's, you know, ranking my clients' websites, building mobile apps, whatever the case may be, you know, I definitely have faith and belief in myself that I can, you know, find the right question if I don't already know the answer.
That is very, very powerful and very extraordinary. So talk to me about being a woman and being in tech. You know, before we get on to some of the things that you can help with people, I just want people to understand that, you know, this didn't just all happen overnight. This took a while for you to get to this point where you can have a successful company you know what I mean, and make a living doing right. what you love. So I, before we, you know, move forward, I want you to elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think because of how I grew up and how I grew up amongst my peers through school, I never felt that tech was something that was out of my reach or something that wasn't my birthright. I've always felt that technology is, you know, just what I do. And I think, you know, as a Black woman in tech, I think the frustration that I've gotten, and, you know, when I see, you know, AI researchers like the one who was let go by Google earlier this year and other professional tech women, what I see is what I experience is a complete and utter lack of respect and appreciation for the skill set and the knowledge base. And I think the only way that'll change is if, you know, Black women and tech professionals such as myself become the boss and collaborate with like-minded individuals. It's just a matter of finding our tribe and, you know, delivering that value on that platform. So I just, you know, for me, you can't make someone see your value if they're committed to not seeing it. And, you know, I really have a lot of respect for those women who have the patience and the wherewithal to present their value in such a way. But me, I decided to just get out of that corporate game altogether and just go the entrepreneurial route because, you know, number one is fun. Number two, I love the challenge. And number three, I love working with my clients, like working with the business owners. I've worked with business owners as far as Australia to, you know, all over the United States and Europe. I mean, I've had the pleasure of even working with entrepreneurs in China and all over Asia. And, you know, I feel like the world is truly my oyster, and I really feel, I feel excited to wake up every morning because I know there's going to be a new win, a new challenge, and it's not boring. And I definitely don't feel limited. And, you know, I just have hope and faith, and I just enjoy using my gifts.
That is so powerful. You can't make people see your value. You don't know how big that sounded when you just said that. I mean, that's incredible. And I'm so glad that you was able to get to that point. Talking about our listeners and stuff, that, you know, there may be some other women in that are thinking about going into tech, you know, the tech side of things, because there's a lot of need for diversity when it comes to tech, too, because those people who are creating the programs, those people who are doing the SEOs, you know what I mean? There's a different mindset when you have a right. diverse stable of workers and things like that. And I think that will show up in the work that's getting done by whom and whatnot. Before we move forward, I just want to get what is your take on to women that might be interested in getting into it? And if you had to give them two tips of how to get into tech, what would those two tips be?
My two tips would be learn as much as you can. Always know that, you know, technology is always evolving. And so you always have to, you know, stay on top of the journals and the latest, you know, professional associations in your field, whether it's chemical engineering, whether it's material science, physics, mathematics, computer science, whatever the case may be. In my case, I stay close to the Search Engine Journal and Search Engine Watch and all these top SEO think tank and professional organizations. The next tip I would say, you know, believe in yourself. Really have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
Wow, that is extremely powerful. Wow, that you're blowing my mind with this. Just in case you're listening, you are listening to the Benny Randall Show, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. listening to the Benny Randall Show.
He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Shawnee Radio app. Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Thank you for joining us. You are back with the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And we're talking to an extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name, you know the name. If you don't know the name, I don't know where you have been. It's Z.L. Scott, the SEO queen. You hear that? I love, I tell you, Z. You know, every time your show comes on, I really love your theme song, the SEO Queen. Oh, my goodness. You know, I dance to that when your show comes on. It's like, you know how you have your favorite TV show theme songs, like Good Times,
right,
you know,
right.
Good Times, exactly. That this is my new theme song. It's the SEO Queen. I can't even sing it. I ain't gonna do it justice. I ain't gonna even mess it up like that. You know what I mean?
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Visibility.
All right. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to do my Biz Markie. Boom, boom, ah, boom. The SEO Queen. Yeah, I love
it.
I love it, man. I tell you, without a doubt. So tell us about this conference of reaching more clients and what's going down, and tell my listeners a little bit about the dates and what's going to be going down at this conference, and why do people need to be there?
Well, I wanted to put together an event for business owners because I think about all the things that I want to accomplish and the things that I wanted to know when I first started out. And I pretty much put together the event that I would love to go to. And I pretty much asked, you know, my friends and clients to be a part of it. Ira Dominance, who's my company's attorney, who has helped me trademark the SEO Queen, he's going to be talking about protecting your brand and your intellectual property. So, you know, that's just, you know, a taste of what to expect. And it's, this conference is July 29th, 30th, and 31st, all on Zoom. And it's pretty much, you know, a resource, an event. You can attend all 3 days or the day of your choosing. And it's just an opportunity for you as a business owner to get valuable information that you can take action on and make money. Like, I'm really excited about Anthony Williams, who's a government contracts acquisition expert on both the state, local, and federal levels. He's helped businesses make millions. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about Markel Russell, who's also another Bashani Radio host. And he is phenomenal when it comes to, you know, generating leads and clients on autopilot through paid ads. He's just a great ad strategist. And he's going to be talking as well. And, you know, I could go on and on and on. But the bottom line is this conference is just an opportunity to hear from me and other SEO experts, along with other business experts, on basically taking a look at your business 360 degrees and optimizing every aspect. So I'm just really, really excited about this conference and all the value that will be presented from the main stage.
Very, very powerful. What are some of the issues you find in people's SEO as it pertains to their website and their company, and why they're not getting found?
Well, the first problem I see that people have is that their website isn't properly submitted to Google. So they don't have Google Analytics. They don't have the Search Console configured correctly. The next thing I see is either a lack of content or duplicate content. If you have no content or very little content, no meta tags, alt tags, you're leaving a lot of traffic on the table. If you have duplicate content on your website, which could be caused by a misconfiguration of your URLs or just copy and pasting, I mean, there's just a lot of website architecture decisions that have to be made to avoid duplicate content. I mean, if you're an e-commerce site and you're organizing your products by both color, type, and other things, you can create duplicate content. But there's a lot of ways that you can eliminate. You could still preserve the user experience while also eliminate the appearance of duplicate content to Google. So we're going to be talking about that and more and at the conference. But, you know, as a business owner, I think, you know, a lot of business owners, I've seen websites that were built on WordPress and something as simple as blocking Google from crawling the site has been a problem. So, I mean, there's been all kinds of things I've seen business owners do that hinder their ability to get free website traffic.
Very powerful. And you know what? I think a lot of people don't realize how important it is to have your SEO up on your site, because it thoroughly makes the difference between people being able to find you easy and people not being able to find you at all, because there's millions and millions of websites. And it's all about being able to have your site almost like be able to communicate with all these external platforms that allow you to be found and seen and have more presence on the internet. Of course, there has to be some type of ad play when it comes to these things, but the first step is always the SEO. Is that correct?
Yeah. And, you know, another mistake that business owners take, you know, website owners have, is they don't use the language that their ideal customers are looking for their products and services by. So, you know, as a business owner, as a professional, it's easy to get caught up in the geek speak of your industry. And so you have to step back from that and have an open mind to identify and research the key words that your target demographic are using in order to find you. So that's another mistake that I see business owners make. And, you know, doing that research and putting the thought into your strategy is very important to tap into over 2 trillion searches that are happening on Google annually alone.
So Ms. Scott, why are you so excited about this? Why are you so excited about being the SEO queen? Why does this excite you? Excuse me. You know what I mean? Because there seems like there's something that's powerful about what you do about this, and you make this sexy. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to make SEO sexy. You know what I mean? And I don't mean sexy in a woman way, but just sexy in the idea that it needs to be part of your strategy and your plan of your business getting visible. Go ahead.
Right. So what I was going to say is only 30% of businesses have an SEO strategy. So that means 70% of businesses aren't taking advantage of the traffic that is already looking for their products and services, which means by having an SEO strategy, you're getting ahead of your competition. And that's why I'm excited. You know, SEO, even though SEO has been around for almost 20 years now, it still is in its infancy. This strategy is still a way of acquiring customers that has not nearly ran its course. And it's so powerful, and it's something that no matter how big your company is, you can fully, you know, either invest your time or invest money and hire someone to do it. And I mean, it's just something that is just amazing. It enhances your brand. It brings clients to you. It bolsters your brand. I mean, being Google famous is like awesome. Like, I mean, whenever I Google my company name and I see it on, you know, I have Google alerts set up. So, you know, I'm always looking to see, you know, how my brand is shifting in the landscape, and also my clients as well. So, you know, I think, you know, search engine optimization is just a powerful tool that you don't have to have millions and millions of dollars to be a player in this tactic.
How important is it to keep up with what is being said about your company online and what is out there about your company online? Because just as good as a good reputation can do, a bad reputation can also do you damage. You want to speak to that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having a maintaining a great reputation online is very, very, very important. And it's very important to monitor your reputation online. And search engine optimization is a great way to create and optimize existing client content so that you're able to really control the narrative. Most people don't go beyond the first page. Some go to the second page. Hardly anybody goes to the third page deep and lower. So if you can make sure that those first couple of pages of search results look amazing, that'll definitely be a benefit to your brand and your career. And you definitely want to actively monitor your reputation online. Absolutely.
That's very, very powerful. So when is this conference happening, and how can people register or learn more information about it?
Yeah, so the conference is happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. That's July 29th, 30th, and 31st. You can register by going to seoqueen.com/conference, and you can purchase a ticket for all 3 days or the day of your choice online. And there's also the VIP option. I would definitely attend this conference. You're definitely going to get so much value. I mean, just Markel Russell, Calvin Martyr, Annika Jackson, Gabriel Rich, Ira Dominance, Dr. Dina Brown, myself, Rachel Kennedy, Paul Andre. I mean, it's just a great opportunity, great lineup that we have. And I'm just super excited about it.
This is in the making. This is going to be an extraordinary. So is this conference in person or is it all online? It's all virtual.
It's all virtual on Zoom.
Wow. So that means people could sit in the comfort of their homes and get their best drink, the Cheetos, and sit back and then enjoy and be able to take notes without distraction. I guess that would be the best way to put this, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. And so I'm just really excited about, you know, spending 3 days with the people and entrepreneurs and just, you know, and the speakers. It's going to be good. I mean, talking to the speakers like Andrea Patrick, she's so excited. Dr. Dina Brown's excited. So many of the speakers have been working hard, preparing a lot of value to present to you. And all the speakers I, you know, personally know and endorse and have either been coached by or worked with, collaborated with. And I mean, they all have brought so much value to my life, and I know they'll bring value to yours.
That's an incredible gift right there, ladies and gentlemen. You are speaking and listening to the SEO Queen, Z Scott. Your final words, Z.
Well, I just want to thank you, Mr. Benny Randall, Billionaire Benny, Mr. Benny Love. I want to thank you for inviting me onto your show. It's always a pleasure. And for the listeners, I just want to say, you know, believe in yourself. You know, keep on striving for your next greater. There's a lot of businesses out there that need your gift. You definitely want to, you know, step out there and put your best foot forward and don't quit.
Very, very powerful. Now, one more time, how could they learn more about you and where they can reach you at online and see you online? And number two, once again, how can they register for the conference?
You can connect with me online by going to seoqueen.com. The links to all my social media is there. I'm on Instagram at the SEO Queen, LinkedIn, the SEO Queen, Facebook, the SEO Queen, Twitter, Z, the SEO Queen. To register for the conference, you can also go to seoqueen.com/conference. To read about the speakers, the program, and to purchase tickets. And I'm super mega excited about it. And I also have my sister, who ex-Kizen Wright, she's going to be a speaker as well. She is a mindset coach, the entrepreneurship therapist. And so I'm excited about that as well. So this is definitely a family affair, a fun affair, a business affair where we can connect and grow. And I look forward to seeing you all there.
That is absolutely amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, and like we always do, you know what we do on the Benny Randall Show. We always got to put the guests on blast here, and we got to put them on a thing. So, you know, we always like to give away something here. So what I want you to do after listening to this show, or even while you're doing this show, because that's the beauty, you can be listening to this on the brand new Bashani Radio app, a shameless plug right there, the Bashani Radio app, and go to her Instagram. What's your Instagram, Z?
The SEO Queen, T-H-E-S-E-O Queen.
All right, so you're going to go there, and you're going to follow her Instagram, and we're going to pick a few winners, and she's going to send you out some type of special gift, maybe a digital gift, whatever it is. We will pick the winners. We're not going to let, we never let the people pick the winners, because they may get their cousins and their uncles and all of them type of stuff. So, you know, they'd be like, you know, I'm going to hook my sister up with it. Nah, we're not doing all that stuff like that right there. So we're going to pick the winners over here at Bashani Radio, so we keep it fair and accurate. So all we want you to do after listening or doing the show, well, you're going to have to listen to the entire show to even know we did this. So you this will be at the end of the show. Now that you're listening to it, go right over while it's still playing. Like, you can do it right over. All you gotta do is just click on out to the thing, and you're gonna notice you're gonna still hear my voice as you're in the inside the app, right? And then you're gonna go to the SEO Queen right on Instagram, and you're gonna hit follow, right? And we're gonna be counting, and when we get to a certain number, you know, we're gonna pick a few winners, and she's going to send you out a special surprise gift. She's going to send it to us, and we'll send it out to you. Okay, that's what we're going to do. All right, so that we keep it fair and on point. Right, we don't want her sending her friends.
Great.
Yeah, we don't want her friend sending her friends Pookie and them over here,
yeah,
to get the gifts.
Friends can unfollow and follow me. None of that.
Nah, yeah, we ain't playing that. We know who you are. We know if you've been following her before and then trying to get it. Nah, we not playing that game, right? Okay, and number two, we gonna see what number it is right then at the beginning of this show. You know, at the end of this show. In fact, I'm gonna do that right now. I'm gonna go look at the number right now, and I'm gonna screenshot her numbers right now. You know what I mean? So we gonna know if y'all be trying, because we know some of y'all be trying to be slick. You know, go on here, go unfollow her and follow again, be like, I did it. No, we not doing that. All right, Z, we'll do that off the microphone. All right, we appreciate it. Your final words, Miss Scott.
I just want to say thank you, and I'm just looking forward to meeting you. And don't be a lurker. You know, I answer my DMs, so send me a message.
There it is. Don't be stalking her. Talk to her.
Exactly. I love that. I'm gonna have to add that. Don't be stalking her.
Don't be stalking her. Talk to her. She real. But, you know, don't think that she's going to be your homie. You're going to have to do something. You know what I mean? You have to come on as a client before that happens. So don't think she's going to give you a lunch call. We don't do that over here. All right? All right. Until next time. Once again, Z, we appreciate you over here at Benny Randall's show. And thank you for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this right there. Whatever you learned today. Well, Ms. Scott showed you how important it is to get your business SEO up and running, how to get yourself more clients, how to get yourself more profitable, how to get yourself more visible. It takes, if you want to make it, you got to worry about the details. That's what she brought to the table. It's all in the details, you know. Ain't no need of having a crazy beautiful pictures on your site and nobody can find it. All right, so make sure you get your SEO right. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka the Motivator, aka Billionaire Benny, right here exclusively on Bashani Radio app. You can download in the App Store for the iPhones and the or the Android. Please, like they say in church, forgive all my mistakes when I be talking on the microphone, child. I just be doing my thing, and I ain't going back to edit nothing. This is who I am, okay? So I appreciate you, and like always, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka the Motivator, aka Billionaire Benny. Let's get it.
Call your mommy. You're listening to the Benny Randall Show.
He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Shawnee Radio app. Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store. Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.